The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as part of the press tour for their new movie, The Invite, the actors Olivia Wilde and Ed Norton were speaking with Sky News reporter Debbie Ridgard, who is from Waterford herself, and she was talking about how she grew up close to where Olivia Wilde had spent a lot of time. Edward Norton's Irish ancestry also came up, though. Have a listen to what he had to say.
Aww. You're genuinely the first person that has ever been from my
great.
County.
I love it.
Norton, Irish Nortons are all from Limerick.
See, there we go, an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
This is on
Stab City.
Yeah, you heard it right. Hollywood star Ed Norton knows of Limerick's Stab City nickname. Some people kind of played it down and found it funny. Others in Limerick are upset at what they see as, and what they rightly see as, an outdated stereotype. Joining us to discuss this is singer-songwriter and Limerick native Emma Langford and longtime Limerick resident, the actor and comedian Pat Short. Pat, I'll go to you first. What was your reaction when you heard this?
I thought it was funny. I have to be honest. Well, you know, I mean, it is outdated. It is. It's
totally.
It's very, very, very old. It's a different Limerick city than when I arrived here in 86, you know. And I like Limerick people have a great sense of humour. And I think he's shown his Limerick connection there by having a sense of humour by saying it. And it's, you know, look, you have to understand it's said in jest. And he probably said it trying to, you know, make the suggestion that he knows a bit more than the average American knows about yeah. Limerick,
showing a bit of local, a bit of local knowledge about the place,
local knowledge. And you have to also understand, you know, that phrase came about. I think Dermot Morgan was the first person to say it on Scrap Saturday.
Was it Scrap Saturday where it first came up? I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, Scrap Saturday. And I mean, look, I'm not one to say who penned it. I always say Limerick people have a great sense of humour and a great way of laughing at themselves. But the wonderful Jerry Stembridge was involved in that team. And Jerry's one of our, we're all very proud of Jerry in Limerick, one of the greatest writers and film directors. And he directed all of Scrap Saturday. So I would suggest he probably had a little part to play in that. You know, and that brings it back to Limerick people able to have a good laugh at themselves and everything else. So I would take very, I mean, Limerick has progressed so much. So much. It's, I mean, you could be here, we could dedicate a whole show to how different it is since that phrase was bandied about, you know.
So I
think it's not even worth going back over.
Okay, fair enough. Emma, do you take a similar viewpoint?
Yeah, you know, when I heard about it first, I laughed at it because I did think it's kind of like, I feel like a lot of Limerick people would be quite proud that Ed Norton would know that little bit of trivia about the city, you know?
even if it's not the nicest thing that he knows.
You know what? Like, if a celebrity slags you, you're in. That's great. you know, like, and we're well able to laugh at ourselves, and that is important. I do think it's great, though, that it's a conversation, and thank you for bringing it up on national radio, because, you know, we do kind of get the brunt of that a little bit. It means that people avoid coming here. Tourism suffers as a result of it. You know, there's a lot of that, and we're still kind of fighting that reputation all the time. And if you look at the statistics, if you look at, like, there was a Garda report last year that actually showed that Limerick knife crime is not actually anywhere near the worst in the country. We are, you know, neck and neck with Cork and Cavan with knife seizures. So, you know, we're nowhere near the worst.
Yeah, and there's been quite a rise of knife seizures, unfortunately, in Dublin, actually, in the last couple of years.
Quite a bit. And, of course, it needs attention. But what I'd love to happen is for Ed Norton to come to Limerick to revisit his ancestral roots and to see what a cool, vibrant place it is full of cool, creative people trying to make the place a great place to live.
I was down there with the breakfast show a couple of years ago, and we were calling it Ireland's coming city because I just feel it has that vibe about it. There's a lot of high tech firms there, and there's a kind of I wouldn't say a blank canvas, because obviously there's a big population living there, but there's so much potential for growth there. I suppose, Pat, the only worry, and I appreciate what you're saying about, like, let's not vilify the guy, but I'm just thinking of my own kids who are now young adults. I don't think they would have ever heard the name Stab City, and I suppose the slight worry now is that they'd be going, oh, what's that about? They wouldn't have associated Limerick with that at all. Is that a slight concern?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean,
sorry, Pat, you go ahead first, and then we'll go to Emma.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think so. I mean, look, it's part of history, isn't it? I mean, you can't blank out history. It was a name that was mentioned about Limerick many, many, many years ago. But as Emma says, I think it's interesting. It brings up what is Limerick like now. And I mean, there's so many more positives about Limerick in the sense of its sporting accolades, not alone just the hurlers, but, you know, Munster team being kind of based there in Cork and look at what's happened out in the University of Limerick and all that kind of stuff. So the minute you start talking about Stab City, you'd say, well, that was many, many years ago. It got that reputation for a few incidents that happened. Actually, it actually wasn't that many. It was a lot more problems around the country. It was just that Scrap Saturday was funny and it was an amazing show. And it clicked as a phrase, a slag. Yeah. It wasn't actually the Stab City of Ireland at the time, even. You know, it just happened to be one of those things that stuck.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
You know, that's all.
Emma, do you have any concerns about that point, about maybe, you know, younger people would be blissfully unaware of this and now they are? Or do you share Pat's view about not rewriting history and just kind of moving on?
No, yeah. So, like, I think it's really worth us. You know, you look at Derry, you look up north, you look at you know, around the country, different counties have their own reputations that they acknowledge. And you go to Derry and you do the tour of the walls of Derry and you learn all about the troubles and the history and the stuff that's continuing still. And I think it's important that as a city we do acknowledge that we have had our problems. I think that's definitely a good thing, that we acknowledge them. We don't try and brush it under the carpet because that draws more attention to it. But yeah, I do think it's kind of, you know, maybe there is a little bit of a worry that young people are going to hear Ed Norton going, oh, Stab City, and they go, what? I was going to go to college there. Why are they calling it Stab City? So, you know, that kind of thing. But also, you know, everyone that ever comes to Limerick, in my experience, comes here with a little bit of trepidation, and then they actually get to know the place, they fall in love, and they stay. And that's been so many experiences I've had. People have come here, yeah. They've met the people, they've fallen in love with the place, and they've never gone anywhere else.
Pat Short, that's what happened to you, I think, wasn't it?
Another great asset, that thing that Limerick has, is they have lots of Tipperary people living there.
Is that why they've got so good at hurling lately?
I'm not going to go down that road. Yeah.
I know where you live, Pat.
You've been around too long to fall for that one, Pat Short. Listen, guys, great to talk to you both. A listener got in touch to say Limerick City is now a fab city. It's fantastic. Limerick people are rightfully so proud of their beautiful county. I'm 42, and honestly, that phrase went out with the floods, as my nana would say. Yeah. Stab City was around when I was age 12. Guys, great to talk to you both. Pat Short, Emma Langford, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.